Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. This new day that no one else has ever been in this day. And today is Friday the 2nd of September. Happy new month, everybody. It is a new month, and we are ready. We are ready to receive what the Lord has installed for us in this new month. And we are ready. We are ready to operate and function in the way the Lord leads and directs us. So we are excited right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are just excited with what God is doing with this body of Christ at this platform. And we know we serve a mighty God. Our God is not a respecter of any persons. What he do for one, he do for the other. And we are excited with what God is doing. And we thank God for each and every one of you. And under the leadership of our pastor, Darlene Bandage, and we are excited with God's presence. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. And I do know that this is going to be a long weekend for others, those who will not be working on Monday. And today might be your, last day of working and go to a long weekend. So we're going to pray also for traveling messages for those who are traveling and those who are gathering, that things will be well this weekend. And for the weather, it has been raining where I am for the past 3-4 days. And right now, as we speak, it is raining. And we just pray and for because we got some floods going on as well. So we're going to pray for that. And we are just thankful. We are thankful for in him we live and move and have our being. Without him, we can do nothing. So we're going to pray a prayer of agreement for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. So we are more than two here. We are more than three. And we have the backup, the support of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the support of Trinity. The Trinity is on our side. And we know if God is before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever ask or think according to the power that is in us. We thank you. We honor you. We say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We thank you for allowing us again to stand on the gap in the mighty name of Jesus and intercede, encourage each other, and pray for those who cannot pray for themselves at this time for one reason or another. We stand on the gap and intercede, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for there is no any other God but you. We know, Father God, that the hour has come and it is now, that those who seek you, Father, must, and those who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. for you are the way, the truth, and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, for there is no any other God but you. We pray, Father God, for each and every one of us right here this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. Yes, that you bless each and every one of us, Father God. You know the desires of our hearts. You know what needs to be made straight that is crooked. You know what needs to be made smooth that is rough in our lives. We pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered. For our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought. We thank you. We honor you, Father God, for those who are sick in their bodies. We pray, Father God, that you restore our health, Father. Yes, you are our healer. And you promised us in your word, even in Jeremiah, you told him you will restore him his health and you will heal all his wounds. And you are a healer. Whatever kind of wounds, whether they are physical wounds, whether they are spiritual, whether it's a mental issue or it's a emotional issue, you are our healer, Father. You heal all manner of diseases. For you, Lord Jesus, were wounded for all our transgressions, and you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Yes, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for your healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus that does not lose its power, the blood of Jesus that does not expire, in the mighty name of Jesus, for healing is the bread of the children. So this morning we receive the bread of healing in the mighty name of Jesus, and healing in all areas of our lives. Yes, the healing of our families and restoration of families, the relationships, Father, even our finances, Father, that we are good stewards of the finances you bless us with, Father, the ones that you put in our stewardship, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for restoring, yes, that the canker worm has eaten and has stolen from us, that you restore. And we thank you, Father God, for the wisdom, because you are the giver of wisdom, Father, that we are good stewards of the blessings you give us, Father. And we pray, Father God, you said even if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. So we ask this morning, yes, as we are on the forefront as intercessors, as prayer warriors, that we live a full life, Father, a blessed life in all areas of our lives, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that you give us the wisdom to be caretakers of all the blessings you give us, not only financial administration, but also as our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that we are good stewards of our bodies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, even what we eat, that we eat right, a balanced diet, and we find time to exercise. As your word, Father, tells us that you want us to be in good health, Father, even as and to prosper as our soul prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every area of our lives will line up with your word and function the way it should
function. We thank you, Father God, even for the healing of our communities, healing of our land, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are our healer, Father. You are our restorer, Father. As we stand on the gap on behalf of our nation and behalf of our people, Father God, yes, that you said when we do that and humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, Father, that you will, and as we turn away from our wicked ways, you will hear us from heaven, Father, and you will heal our land and forgive our sins. So we continue to believe and trusting you for the restoration of our cities, restoration of our states and nation, Father, both on the local, national, and international level, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you are a God of restoration. Even our all the systems of our lives, Father, the education system as children are going back to school, and some have been in school now for a few weeks now. I just pray, Father God, for all the educators and the parents and guidance as we support our children, that we work as a team for the betterment and the education of our children, the counselors, the administrators, Father, the bus drivers, the those who clean the facilities, and the ones who prepare our children's lunches, and anyone, Father, everyone who is a part and parcel of the education of our children. We just pray, Father God, in believing for this school year, 2022-23 school year, is going to be a successful, a peaceful, a joyful school year for our children, that the educators will educate and the students will learn, open up their minds, that they will be able to comprehend new information, and parents and our counselors and our guidance, and all of us will be supporting our children, because God, Father God, you are not a God of disorder. You are not a God of confusion, but everyone will operate and they will be, Father, in oneness and work for the betterment of our children. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning, for there is no any other God but you. We thank you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for giving us this opportunity again to gather together on this special day. And it is the first Friday of this month of September, not only the first Friday, and it is a new month. So today is the second day of the month of September. And we thank God. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask you to grab your notebook and a pen or pencil or a piece of paper. If you do not have your notebook with you, just somewhere where you can write. And some people use their phones and write notes on their phones, whichever way. I would like to give you a list of scriptures. So because this week it has been a really fruitful and blessed week, I will encourage you. This is not just something I like to say, but it is the truth. We are experiencing the goodness of the Lord, the presence of God here. We are being encouraged. I mean, the prayers are powerful. The word is powerful and everything. So I just don't want you to miss it. If you have missed a day, just go back in there and listen, and you will not be disappointed. And just to encourage each and every one of us that, you know, our God is taking us from glory to glory. We are moving forward with Jesus. And we here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends, we are no longer a local team. We are international. So I just want to encourage you, if you are busy and you have something to attend, and just mute your phone, because we don't want our international partners or those whom we are ministering to, if they listen 2 days from now, 2 weeks from now, and they hear background noise, people talking about other things or making noises, you know, whatever, let's just be mindful that it's not about us alone anymore. We are on a national level. So let us be mindful, and as ambassadors of Christ, we are representing the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. So we want to represent him well in Jesus' name. So let's just be mindful and mute our phones when we, you know, they have some background noise. It's not going to hurt anybody. Amen? Praise God. So this week has been a very, very good week. I am just so excited. And we have been fasting and praying for the past 2 days. Today is day number 3 of fasting and praying. If you have not or were not aware, you can join us today, or you can fast wherever. These are just the designated 3 days where we are on the same page, doing the same thing. That's what the Bible says. When we are in agreement, what agreement means is for us to do the same thing at the same time. That's one accord. That's in agreement. So that we have set apart these 53 days of the month just to anchor ourselves in preparation of the new month. And our theme on this month is about peace. Peace. And we have two scriptures, and we have received a whole lot of scriptures this week. Our two scriptures are Mark chapter 4, verses 39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And then 1 Corinthians 14:33, he is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So that's our theme as we pray, praying for peace in all areas of our lives. You know, I found out at a very early part of my convention as I became a Christian, that God gives peace. And when God gives you peace, it is not measured by money. It is not measured by the physical things. However, when you have that kind of peace, it can be seen also on the outside. So there are two kinds of peace, that is the internal and the external peace, but they can cohabit. They can live together when we have that. So I am just excited. I am kind of all over the place, but you can tell I am excited. As we received the information about our team, I took it to myself, and I spent this week, I've been studying on peace, the peace of God, that God is greater than our worries. He is greater than our worried hearts. And he knows more about us than we do ourselves. So wherever God is, peace, when he's present, for he is the light. When light shows up, it doesn't matter whether it's a sparkle, it doesn't matter whether it's a candle, but when it shows up, darkness has to leave. You know, you might not understand the power of light, especially if you are from these Western countries. We have lights everywhere in the streets. There are lights in our houses. Some they have the light, you know, bulb right on the ceiling, and then they have lamps on the sides. And you can see one room, it has like three or four means of light. But where I come from, you will have a candle. Now that you hear candle, it's like luxurious, you know, a candlelight dinner or something like that. But back where I grew up, just a candle, that one stick of candle is the light that lights the whole place. And there is no any other light on the outside but that particular light, that little candle. It makes darkness disappear. So sometimes try it. Turn everything off. Close your blinds and just to get this one small candle. Nowadays they have these scented candles. People light candles to bring scent in their houses. But this light is the one that brings brightness, that brings light, that brings life in a darkened world. So just try it and just to put that small candle, the smallest you can find, and turn it on after you close everything and look dark, and you will see how powerful that light is. So our God, He is the giver of peace. And the opposite is also the evidence, you know, where there is envy, there is jealousy, there is manipulation of each other, there is abuse, there is impatience, there is self-love. When all those things exist, then the opposite of light is there. There is the devil who is taking over. And everything around you, when there is no light, when the opposite is there, then everything is kind of destructive, is damaging, is harmful. There's a lot of pride and hostile, and it's just a chaos. But we have found the giver of peace. When I was studying, this is a very, very big and a interesting subject. And I am not going to cover all, but what I would like to accomplish this morning is to give you some scriptures. I might hit on some scriptures we have already covered, but I will give you a few more scriptures. I found out there are more than 300, almost 330 plus scriptures that talks about peace. The peace, and you know, peace is also a fruit of the Spirit. When you talk about the fruit of the Spirit, you know, the love, the joy, there is peace there, and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and full faithfulness and all that self-control. You cannot control yourself when there is chaos going on, but we need the peace of God. The peace of God is also accessible to everyone who believes. To each and every one of us, we can receive that peace. We can get that peace from God. So we need the faith. We need to believe in our God. I was just so excited about this topic. So I bet you are ready now. I'm going to give you these scriptures. Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So that's God. Isaiah is recognizing that God is the giver. He can keep us in perfect peace when everything around us is in chaos, when everything is kind of, it's just out of order. But you will calm, you'll find some calmness, you'll find some peace. I am just remembering 1 year, it is maybe about
maybe before I started this job, maybe about 15 years ago, when I was a contractor in the government. I was a government contractor, and at this particular time, it was we were told that our contract is not going to be renewed. We are going to be terminated. And everyone in that room, when they gathered us and told us, people, some were crying, some were wondering and like, oh, I'm going to get rid of my car. I just bought a house and this and that. God just gave me some kind of peace. And we had an intern, this young lady. She was going to UNF. And when we walked out, everybody gone or whatever, she approached me when I was going to the bathroom, and she said, well, I noticed that everybody looked so scattered and so worried, but when they told us, you were so calm, you are not worried, you have another job lined up. And that opened up for me to tell her and to minister to her that I serve a God who is a giver of peace. I mean, I might not have said it in those words, but I had an opportunity to minister to her and share with her the goodness of the Lord. So this peace that God gives us, it shows up at the time of need when we need it. Even the people around, they can see that peace that resides internally inside of us. It can show up, it can be seen also on the outside, the way we carry ourselves. And John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When peace is there, fear has to leave. Fear has no room when there is peace. James 3:17, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. Then peace loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. All these they come when you receive peace, wisdom arise. And when this wisdom that comes from God, this pure wisdom, it is packaged with peace, with loving, with considerate, with submissive, not the submissive of weakness, but submissive of humbleness, of respect. And it is a two-way street and full of mercy and good fruit. So that's James 3:17. So when we receive this package, that God gives us, peace is part of the package. When healing comes, peace is also part of it. When joy comes, peace comes with it. When a kindness comes, peace is with it. So peace is part of the package. And John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. It's all centered in Jesus. You cannot get this peace anywhere else. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's John 16:33. So with peace, it comes with overcoming. You overcome things. Those storms of life, those battles of life, we fight them. They are there, but we fight them, and still we experience peace in the midst of the battle. And 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now may the Lord of peace give you peace. Our God is the Lord of peace himself, and he is not stingy. He is a giver. He gives us peace at all times and in everywhere. The Lord be with all of you.
This is 2 Thessalonians 3:16. And then Philippians 4:6-7. Be anxious for nothing. This is one of our familiar scriptures. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So this peace, we might have all this chaos, but we are not anxious. It's reminding us, the Philippians is reminding us that even there is chaos, let us not be anxious for nothing, but in everything. When the chaos is there, when a child is sick, when a grandchild is sick, yourself you are sick, your spouse is sick, or something has gone wrong, there is all this chaos, but you put your anxiousness under submission, and then we take everything by prayer and supplication. Even in the midst of all this prayer and supplication, we still have to give thanks. We give thanks unto the Lord as we make our requests known unto him. While we are doing all that, then he gives us peace. That's why Philippians is saying this kind of peace is just surpasses all understanding. People cannot understand it, but they need God to understand this kind of peace. It's that peace that cannot be bought by money. You cannot smuggle this peace. All other things people might try to smuggle in, they might try to steal it in, this cannot be stolen. It's only God who is the giver of this kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. And with this peace, you'll be able to guard your heart and your mind because you have the Christ throughout this chaos. You do not lose. As the young people say, you're cool. You still have your cool. You still have your ducks. You still have it in the midst of the chaos, because God gives us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Isaiah 52:7, it says, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. So in the midst of this peace, you know, it's that peace that you cannot contain. It's contagious. You share it with others as you bring good tidings, as you bring good news. That is Isaiah 52:7. Psalm 46:10. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among nations. I will be exalted on this earth. That's God who makes us being still, who, because of his peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And these are the scriptures. Let's see. Numbers 6:24-26. And Hebrews 12:14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So even the peace takes away chaos. It takes away quarrel. We live a peaceful life, peace with others when we have the peace of God. The one which 1 Peter 3:10-11, the one he says, they must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. We have to pursue this peace. When we seek it, we'll find it, and then we pursue it so that we can maintain and keep it. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 4:8 talks about peace. And then Matthew 11:28-30. That's a good one also, especially when we are ministering and sharing the goodness of the Lord with unbelievers. And it says, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's peace. To get rest when you are in labor and heavy laden, he will give it. And he said, to take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He is the giver of peace, and his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. So we exchange our heavy laden with his that is light. And then James 3:18, and it says, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. So as we go around and exhibit the peace of God, we are also peacemakers. We bring peace. You know, even if you walk in the family or in the house or in any place and people are quarreling, just because you are there, they will be like, oh, we will do this another time, because they know you carry peace. They don't feel comfortable to take whatever their dispute, you know, in your presence. And some of them, you'll be able to counsel them and to bring peace, because that peace we have inside will also spill over. And I gave you James 3:18. Let's go to Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. So the peace of God is not of this order. You have an understanding that we are members of one body, and there is no chaos. Look at your body, how it functions. They all line up. When you, in your heart or in your mind, you say, I want to go to the kitchen and get me a drink of water, there is no rebellious in your feet or your whole body. You carry yourself, every member of the body, take a trip and go to the refrigerator to get some water, because your throat is thirsty, it's dry, and it helps, it works together in unison. They help each other. So that's the understanding. When we get this peace, we have an understanding that we are the body of Christ. We are members of one body, and we were called to peace, and we are grateful and thankful for that peace. I will give you a few more, because I told you there are over 300 of these churches, and I am not going to give you all 300. I am giving you just a few. There is nothing special with these few I'm giving you. They are all equally important, and it is equally important for us to look and feed ourselves, as we are encouraged over and over on this platform to invest time in reading the Word and studying the Word. So these are just a few. And I gave you Colossians 3:15 and 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace and the God of love and peace will be with you. So he's calling for us as brethren, as brothers and sisters in the Lord, even as families, that we aim for restoration. We target for restoration. It has already surpassed a stage where we say who is right, who is wrong, but now we restore each other. We comfort each other. We agree with one another, and we live in peace. That's 2 Corinthians 13:11. Then Ephesians 4:3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So we need to keep the unity of the Spirit and through the bond of peace. Peace is the seal, it's the glue. And Romans 8:6. Then the last one I want to give you is Isaiah 9:6, the one that says, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. So all these scriptures and many, many more we didn't cover, the giver of peace is our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who so loved the world, that God loved the world, and he gave his only son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. When you get this everlasting life, it comes with a package of all these good things. It comes with love, with joy, and peace is part of it. That patience, that kindness, that gentleness and long-suffering, it comes with it. It's all Jesus. He is the one who said, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. This is good news. This is the gospel. So we need peace in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So I am going to go ahead and hand over this time to Pastor Darlene, and she will take it over from now in Jesus' name. Pastor Darlene. Are you there? Okay, let us just praise the Lord. Let's see if she is here. If not, at this particular time, let's just thank God and give thanks unto the Lord, the giver of peace, the one who gives peace that surpasses all understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, she's here.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I believe she's here now.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I thought I heard it.
Yes, you can hear me, right?
Oh, now
Hello?
We can. Yes, we
okay,
can hear
yeah.
you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, because of this number situation, I have a different number showing up on the screen. But anyway, thank you so much, and praises and all that at the end of the hour. But just thank you so much for this talk, this admonishing us about the peace, because peace is so important in this day and age. And I believe that God is looking forward to us seeing the peace. He's the one that's making a way for us to have peace in the nation. And as I'm talking and sharing about the mass shootings, and also we're going to put police shooting up people, and because somebody got shot the other day, I don't know if you heard it in the news, but he was in his bed, and police broke in and killed him. So, you know, we got to keep on praying that God will keep these people from doing these things. And a couple of the scriptures that you read this morning, I just want to reiterate them concerning this shooting and peace across the nation. We definitely need peace in our neighborhoods, our homes, and our nation, and around the world. But 2 Corinthians 13 and 11, it says, finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. So we definitely want the nation to live in peace, to have peace in their hearts. I mean, they need to have peace, you know. If you don't have peace, then there's going to be chaos. And I'm just glad that we have this opportunity, this platform, to come together and be in agreement with the Word of God. And just knowing that when we pray in faith and we believe that God is doing work in our nation. One other scripture that you gave us this morning is Ephesians 4 and 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And one of the things that I thought about when the scripture was read is the unity across the nation. When you have unity, then there will be peace. When you have unity, that means that you are in agreement, as you said, that you're working together towards the same common goal. And so that's what we want in our nations, especially in our governmental positions. The government is just so chaotic. And so we're going to keep on praying and believing that God is delivering those who are in authority. And if there's a need for change when the elections come around, we pray that the right people will get in office that will do the right thing concerning the people of God or the people of the nation. But the people of God, we really don't have to be, we need to be concerned of what's going on, but we don't need to be anxious. He says, be careful for nothing but by prayer and supplication, as you brought that scripture up. With thanksgiving, we make our requests known to God. So we're going to keep on trusting in God. Another scripture I want to share this morning is 2 Peter chapter 9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, who are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so we're going to pray that people across the nation will come to God. They will repent of the things that they're doing. Those who have taken people's lives, they can repent. They can be forgiven. And we just pray a special prayer this morning for repentance. So let's just put that out there in the mix so that as we're praying, we will see God move and draw people. Pray for your families, too, that God would draw your families to the kingdom. So we're just going to just take just a moment. We want a short, if you say something concerning a prayer request or a prayer report, please, please listen to what I'm asking you to do. Make it short. So we're opening the lines once again. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we have a few minutes before the end of the hour, so we're giving you opportunity to share this morning. Amen?
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. I want prayer for the Alan Peterson family. They lost their son a couple of days ago. And prayer for Alexandria. She's in Piedmont Hospital, and asking for prayer for her. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
Good morning.
This is Marie.
I have a prayer request for Darlene Q. She have had a real migraine headache last night, real bad. She couldn't even get up to take anything. She just wanted to lay there, hoping it'll go. And also for Sandra, she's ill. So let's lift them up in prayer. Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. Apostle Horsley, I'm here for Shonda Works, hallelujah, and Pastor Dan Jones, our pastor there, as well as the Home Guard Service is on tomorrow. So listen and pray there, and for the Hay family, hallelujah, the woman that got married and her husband passed. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. Prayer for my sister Peggy.
Okay.
Amen.
Healing for Peggy. Okay. I also want to request Virgil. Virgil is in the hospital, got something going on with his kidneys, and just a lot of things going on. So we'll be praying for Virgil for healing for him.
Real quick correction. Sandra is having surgery this morning.
Amen.
Okay.
Linda T., good morning. I have a praise report for Layla. She got 2 A's on her test on Monday. She also, I was praying that the girls in the room will not be partying. And God works in a mysterious way. One of the girls got COVID, so there's nobody coming to the room now. Matter of fact, she went home. There's peace in the room. And praise God, Layla is doing well today, but we want to keep her lifted up and trust God. He will regulate what needs to be regulated in her life.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Amen. Yes, good morning. I would like to add my daughter, Queen, on the prayer list, and she was just transitioning on her new job, learning new stuff, and she sounds overwhelmed with new information. And just for favor with, you know, her supervisor, whoever, you know, authority over her as she is transitioning on this new job. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I just want y'all to pray for my community. Like last night, they're running all through the backyard and all. And I did call 911 because I didn't feel safe. But, yeah, just pray for me that I know God got me. But I know those people need a home or whatever they was out there doing. Thank you.
Oh. Amen. Mm-hmm. We will be praying for that. Peace right there, right there. Okay.
This is Sister Gladys again. I just wanted to pray for my daughter, Michelle. She's in Egypt now, so for her protection.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. All right. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get together. We're going to pray right now. And while we're praying, you can rejoice that God is doing these things and keep that in your mind, these prayer requests, and also the mass shootings to stop and the killings across the nation. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we just thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for these prayers once again. Hallelujah. Jesus, it's just so good to hear the prayers of the righteous that fail much. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So right now, we're right here at the top of the hour, and this whole week has been beautiful. Our pastor, Scholastica, just went through all those scriptures, and like she said, there's so many more on peace, and we're glad for what she shared, even concerning light today. And so during the course of the week, each and every speaker, every leader, our sister Mary, our sister Marie, our sister Chris, and Apostle Horsley and his wife, Evangelist Wonderland, and everybody else, we do appreciate your time, appreciate the time that you take to study the word, to share the word, and even to come and be in agreement, to even listen to other people and find out what's going on with them so that we can pray for them. That's important, too, because if we weren't listening, we would not know that there was a need for prayer. So this morning I decree and declare that the prayers are covered with the blood of Jesus. We cover and seal them today. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. This is so important for us to remember to say this, even say it for yourself when you get off the line. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree we resist the devil and he flees. I decree this morning that we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord and man. And all my sisters in Christ are blessed of the Lord. I decree we are the lender and not the borrower. And I pray that you grab a hold of that one. And do like the ant and put something away, save some money. I decree today that wickedness in high places is destroyed and the showers of blessings are upon our lives daily. I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for loving me back. I mean, this is so important that we love one another. Love yourself. Love your family, your friends, and your foes. Those who are hard to love, love them anyhow. Because they can be brought into the kingdom because of your love, because you love them. So each and every person continue to have faith in God. We walk by faith and not by sight because the Lord's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So I say, everybody have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourselves and be careful out there. You know, we have a holiday coming up on Monday. We will be here and, you know, more people should be able to come. You can invite people who work during the week to join us on Monday. And we look forward to our Sister Marie leading us on that day. And just everybody, just have a beautiful weekend. And I love you so much. God bless. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.